Okay. Tonight we're going to have an amazing time. We're going to have two presentations by Almoria. And we have not assigned questions to the team, because we want all of you who are on the program tonight to think about the questions and feel free to answer them. Now, when you answer the question, you will hit *6. And when you finish speaking, and this isn't necessarily questions, some of it is just sharing what you know. But when you finish speaking, you hit *6 again, and this will mute you. So that hold on to that idea. And if you have any questions yourself about what we're doing, then hit *6 again, and you can interrupt, and we'll stop and explain. But that's the way it will work as we ask questions tonight. Just be sure that you hit *6 first, and that when you're finished, you hit *6 again, so we don't hear anything going on in the background. So now I would like to introduce to you Dwyn Dubrowski, who lives in Mount Shasta, California. And Dwyn is one of our team members, and she is a dear, special lady who is very important as far as doing a broadcast every week and many other things that she does there in Mount Shasta. I'd been reading all about Mount Shasta in a book that we have called Peter Mount Shasta. So it's a story of his life, and it was very interesting reading about that, because I can visualize now where Dwyn Dubrowski is living. So, Dwyn, take it away.
Thank you, beloved Donna. Yeah, we're grateful for being here, especially at this time of interesting times on the planet. And I welcome everybody. Good evening, and grateful that you're here. Tonight, we are honored to hear from Almoria twice, who is challenging us, despite increased chaos, to not mince words, but to share the truth to others. At the end of class, in about 75 minutes, please stay to find out what is happening in our community and how you can benefit. Ask any questions, share any insights and experiences you have had, give us prayer requests for you, your family, and friends, or join us in prayer. I will read our mission and vision statement. See if it feels like something you would enjoy embracing. Our mission is as follows. Within our heart center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the ascended master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision. We live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature. Using solar sciences of the spirit, we radiate light and we live and love as one. I invite everyone to read the prayer you received in your invitation with me. In the name of our I Am Presence, we call to beloved Almoria, thanking you and all who work with you for filling us with your light and your instructions on how to make the most of our time while we are fulfilling your assignment as your disciples for our planet now. Archangel Michael and your legions, thank you for protecting us tonight physically, mentally, spiritually, and electronically during our class. May we all be obedient to the truth. Thank you for bringing to our class those souls who are eager for truth and who hunger for more enlightenment. Amen. Now we will now sing together song 35 in our songbook in honor of Almoria and his promises to us. You should have either received this song by mail or email. As we sing, please mute. As we sing, visualize each of us in our homes, surrounded by beautiful angels, singing along with us. Feel your love lifting us up and invigorating us. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
now,
you. I pass the court to Beloved Donna.
Yeah. Thank you. And now we are going to hear the first message from El Moria, and it's called Don't Mince Words. Speak up for the light of truth. Don't mince words. Speak up for the light of truth. And this is a very interesting discourse that El Moria gave to David Christopher Lewis. And David he sounded a little astounded. He said, El Moria is standing right here in front of me. I'm looking at him. So here we go.
El Moria says it is time to no longer compromise our speech and to call a spade and not to mince words. Why? Because the methodologies and the indoctrination and all of the fallacious information through the media is over the top. Over the top. We cannot tolerate it. We cannot stand for it. We must speak up. We must act. We must be determined. And that is why, in the calls I gave earlier, I named a name, the name of the President of these United States, who I believe is not the actual elected president. Based on all the data that I have studied, based on information that is not in the mass media, including the video put together by the mattress guy, we'll call him, Mike Lindell. You can check it out for yourself. The information is overwhelming. And Moria states today that that information put together is 97% accurate. Wow. 97%. That's about as good as you can get through any media. There are just a little bit of inaccuracy, but it's very little. If that is true, and I believe it's true because the master is standing right in front of me, then what do we have in America? We have an illegitimate government, executive branch. And El Moria states and averts very determinedly that there were a number of other candidates who were elected that should not be in office because of voter fraud, either through machines or stuffing of ballots or retention of ballots that should have been there and destroying them or eliminating them. It is time for us to stand firm in our resolve, because what are the consequences? Do we desire a Nazi-type nation and situation in our economy and our society? This is a replay of what transpired in Nazi Germany, and we can no longer stand for it. We have to resist. We have to stand firm. Many of you have been. Some of you are more subtle in the way you do it, and that's fine in many respects. I, for one, will not be forced to wear a mask except for travel on airplanes. That is the only compromise I am willing to make. With this in mind, with the understanding that our lives are in jeopardy, our children's future is in jeopardy, their education is in jeopardy, their very health and well-being, and the ability of women to conceive children, the women who have been vaccinated, that is in jeopardy. Our society is turned upside down. Things are not as they should be. Yet many people are awakening because of what is happening. They are seeing through the system, the media, and many are being awakened and called to greater service for the light. So the only upside of this entire scenario is that it is causing a great shift and an awakening. And sometimes bad things happen for the ultimate purpose of awakening people, just as when the beautiful Tibetan lamas and Buddhists were overcome by the Chinese, they fled to India and their teachings have spread throughout the world. It seemed a total injustice. Everything happens for a reason, and part of the reason for that is that teaching now is promulgated around the world. And we are all the beneficiaries of having these great lamas and great teachers and very high souls sharing those pristine teachings, very high teachings around the world.
Okay, what we are going to do now is give you all, this is for anyone, and I would like people to feel free to share. And the question is, what good things are you aware of or that you are observing that you see happening right now as kind of as a result? So how can you be, in other words, how can you be positive regarding what's happening right now? Feel free to share.
Star 6 to unmute.
Yeah, hit star 6 and then star 6 again to unmute. Oh yeah, star 6 to unmute. On your phone. Just tell us your name and feel free to speak.
Hi, this is Geraldine. May I make a comment?
Yes, please.
Okay. What I've noticed, I've been in the hospital and rehab for the last 6 weeks. And the last 2 weeks, especially, I have, and I've met amazing people, amazing nurses and nurse practitioners and aides. And what I've noticed is that, spirit is popping up everywhere. I met a woman who was 40, who was African American, who had been a Buddhist since she was 19. I have a nurse practitioner is coming to my house, who is 28. Her mother was German, and she had her particular. She came to the United States to have her so that she could have American citizenship. She's half African American. And then I met a young woman from Sarajevo who is incredible. She's been here, she's 40, she's been here 20 years. Her uncle cured himself of cancer with the microbiotic diet. So what I am finding is I'm finding that in the kindness and goodness of ordinary people, there is amazing awakening, and it's kind of going from heart to heart, you know, as you relate to people in a heart to heart way. It's like, and especially the young people, I've found that they are so much more open-minded. And so anyway, just wanted to kind of share that.
Thank you, Geraldine. That's wonderful. I'm wondering if anybody has seen or noticed a more spirituality in the people in general, but feel free to share.
We have a comment from Anne. Anne says, I have seen more people seeking to connect with higher truths and deeper divine purpose. Thank you, Anne.
Yes, that's so encouraging. Thank you so much, Anne. And I think Dee wants to share something. Who's the other one?
Ryan says,
can you read?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Lorraine says, one of the best things that happened to me is I'm loyal to the Holy Grail.
Wonderful, Lorraine. That's an important thing. Yes, increasing our loyalty to that which is right and uplifting. Is there anybody else that would like to share something with us? It's star 63. Six, I mean.
Star six to unmute, then star six to mute.
Yes, I'm sorry. So please go ahead. Do we have any more comments? Okay. If nobody wants to make any more comments on this, we will go on for a little bit.
So what is the end game for what is happening now? We know from Daniel Brinkley, through his vision of when he died the first time and went to heaven, and was told by, I believe, 13 beings, much of the future with these little boxes that he was shown. And one of the last ones had to do with the final battle. And it had to do with our health. And this is what is going on right now. Christopher's letter is phenomenal. It is right on spec. It is right on point. It's stated in such a beautiful and profound way that how can anyone deny the fact that our personal freedom of control over our own bodies is at risk right now? They're mandating these things. And the president of the United States, the fake president, is continuously encouraging vaccination, or we call it the jab or the shot. He's continuing day after day after day to try to mandate this. Why? Because he is simply a tool of the force. He is a tool of those who are pulling the strings of his administration, and El Morya is stating it for what it is. I don't care what your belief system is, what your politics is. I grew up a Democrat, and I cannot stand what is going on with the current Democratic Party and policies today.
Okay. Well, I'm going to share what Christopher Rudy wrote. What Christopher Rudy did was he wrote a letter to his local paper, and he said anybody who would like to use this letter, just change a couple of words or add something or make it, you know, just slightly different, not much, and sign your name to it, send it to your local paper. And I want you to know that if you like this letter, feel free to email me or call me, and I will send it to you, and you may use it. And this is something we can do that's very important, according to El Morya. Here's what the letter says. It's called In Defense of the Unvaccinated. Over the summer, there's been a sudden deluge of COVID vaccination and passport propaganda pressures. Control over the integrity of one's own health may well be the front line in the fight to protect civil liberties. Politicians and the media have taken a uniform view, scapegoating the unvaccinated for the troubles that have ensued after 18 months of fear-mongering and lockdowns. It's time to set the record straight. It is entirely reasonable and legitimate to say no to insufficiently tested experimental vaccines for which there is no reliable science, no long-term studies, no isolated virus, and hundreds of doctors, frontline doctors and free American doctors especially, have protested and have been removed from social media. I might just mention here quickly that the mainstream media or the false media said that it had been approved by the FDA, and they lied, because it came out later, but they wouldn't put the, they didn't print the apology that was an error. So he goes on in this letter, he says, you are right to question social pressure to deny well-informed consent and ignore individual risk-benefit assessment. Long-term effects are unknown. Transgenerational effects are unknown. Vaccine-induced disruption of natural immunity is unknown. Potential harm is unknown as the adverse event reporting is delayed, incomplete, and inconsistently changing between health jurisdictions. You have a right to assert guardianship of your body and to refuse medical treatments if you see fit. You are right to say no to a violation of your dignity, your integrity, and your body autonomy. It is your body, and you have the right to choose. You are right to fight for your children against their mass vaccination in school, especially without your consent. And I'm just going to insert here, right, the there have been people from each of the four sources of vaccine that have actually told the secret that they knew they were people that worked for these companies. And they knew that children were in danger by taking the vaccination. Both mainstream media and social media are censoring any information that does not fit the CDC narrative of safe and effective. So we are not told the daily body count as during the Vietnam War. But death by injection now far exceeds those war casualties. One Harvard study, a three-year review, concluded that less than 1% of vaccine injuries and deaths were actually reported by the CDC. That would mean their August report stating that 11,000 people had died after receiving vaccines really meant more than 1 million deaths have been vaccine-related. You are being targeted by mainstream media, government social engineering campaigns, illegal rules and policies, collaborating employers, and the social media. You are told that you are now the problem and that the world cannot get back to normal unless you get vaccinated. Some of you are being vigorously scapegoated by propaganda and pressure by family and friends when there's nothing wrong with you. You are justified in demanding independent, peer-reviewed studies not funded by multinational pharmaceutical companies. All the peer-reviewed studies of short-term safety and short-term efficacy have been funded, organized, coordinated, and supported by for-profit organizations. And none of the study data has been made public or available to researchers who don't work for these companies. You are right to question the preliminary vaccine trial results. The claimed high values of relative efficacy rely on small numbers of tenuously determined infections. The studies were also not blind, where people giving the injections admittedly knew or could deduce whether they were injecting the experimental vaccine or the placebo. Some people did get placebos, apparently. This is not acceptable scientific methodology for vaccine trials. In this voluntary experiment, no one is covered by insurance for a bad reaction. Choosing not to take the vaccine is holding space for reason, transparency, and accountability to emerge. You are right to ask, what comes next when we give away authority over our own bodies? Or what is happening in Australia? Be strong. You are not wrong. You are showing resilience, integrity, and grit. You are coming together in your communities, making plans to help one another, and standing for scientific accountability and free speech, which are required for society to thrive. Vaccine hesitancy could indeed save your life, and I am among many who stand with you against repeating the no-choice vaccine actions taken in many socialistic societies. And that is the end. It was written originally by Christopher Rudy, and he welcomes you to use the copies of it. The copy has been online, but you may not find it now, so I would be happy to send it to you if you would like. Just email me, which is in the invitation you got, or call me. So now we'll go on.
It is not what I grew up defending and protecting and considering. It is completely antithetical to America and our freedom. The Democratic Party is becoming the Socialist Party, and you may as well just call it communist, and you may as well call it Antichrist. Believing in abortion on demand is Antichrist, El Moria says. That is Antichrist. It is anti-life, which is Antichrist. And so this is the stance of the current Democratic Party. Now, normally I do not speak of politics because we are a spiritual organization. Yet, what if our freedoms are lost? Then will we be able to even practice our spirituality publicly? No. This is what the communists do. This is what the communists in Russia, as well as in China, and other nations have done. Look at Cuba. Look at what has happened there. We are freedom fighters now and always. And our defense of freedom is essential to our own dignity and to the self-reliance that we are attempting to manifest as initiates of the sacred fire. Every initiate is self-reliant under their own God presence, not under a totalitarian governmental system. We are only governed by God. God is the great governor of the universe, not man over God or man over other men who are godless men. The current president, or so-called president, is a godless man, El Moria says. He is a godless man. He may feign that he believes in God, and yet his actions, his words are godless. And I, as a prophet of this day, having been a prophet of old, am stating it emphatically into the ethers for the judgment of this individual today on August 25th, 2021. This man is not in the position that he should be. He is a faker, he is godless, and he must go. We must call for his judgment, and this is the one acceptable judgment that we can call forth. This man is really completely out to lunch. And it is obvious for anyone with eyes to see what is transpiring. He is simply a stooge and a tool of the force. Prophets in the Old Testament spoke into the very teeth of governments during that time, during the various time periods in Judea and Israel in the past, called a spade a spade. Some lost their lives as a result. Others were listened to, and even some kings bent the knee and turned to God. I don't see this current administration or president doing that, yet God is his judge, not me. I feel the impelling fire of El Moria, the Darjeeling Council, the 420 elders, and the Lords of Karma pouring through me today to come before you and state these facts and state my witness to this truth. And you can accept it, you can reject it, I don't care. The truth is the truth, it's obvious to many of us, and it's time that we stood firm. Now, this doesn't mean that we become a super right-wing organization or anything like that. We do our spiritual work, but at times, if you feel the impelling force within you and the Holy Spirit to make calls for similar to what I have made today, you are welcome to do it, and no one should deny you the opportunity or the free will to do so. The love of God is supreme within the universe, and those who do not practice love, divine love, love within their families, love within their communities, true love, are not in alignment with the winds of Aquarius and all that is transpiring now to bring about a golden crystal age dawning.
Okay. Thank you. We're going to ask another question now. How are you practicing divine love in your community? What is something, in other words, that you can do, or what are you doing to not mince words, but that doesn't mean to be harsh. Whatever you do, let it be done in love, but to not ignore the situation and help others be informed. Has anybody had any experiences with this, or problems or victories, either way? So feel free to answer this or share with it at star six.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Wonderful. Margaret from Florida. Well, what we are talking about and David is talking about is happening throughout the world. Fortunately, it is really very big. The only thing what I see we can do, everybody should, we should pray even more for protection of the bears, for people to be able to do the will of God. You know, that's the only thing, as, you know, people who understand the situation can do. And that is, you know, I mean, it is all over the world, unfortunately. And, you know, in our country in particular. So that's what my suggestion is, just to pray and pray and pray and pray and see everything turning out to the good and make calls to the karmic board. If you already made a call to the karmic board, if you have to do it every day, please make a call to the karmic board every day till that finally something is going to be moved, because they have to assess all the karmical situation. But in every karmical situation, they probably could find a way to, you know, to take care of one situation or another. That's all I wanted to say.
Yes, that's very true, very wise. Yes, and I know maybe some of you have been vaccinated and maybe you feel a little bit hopeless. Don't feel that way. There are solutions to it, and I'm happy to share them with you probably after when we go into our prayer time at the end of the class.
I wanted to say something.
Yes.
People who got the injection, they are not helpless, because they could appeal to ascended masters to erase the results of the injections in their physical bodies. And appeal to Hilarion, appeal to, you know, to the master, you know, headmaster of their close association. And they can literally extract their substance from the body so that you could store it. What I find out what substance does, it basically is interferes with your DNA. It's a DNA, how to say, it's a DNA sense injected in a person with a different DNA. So to destroy your DNA. So that's basically what it is.
Yes. Yes, thank you. That's true. And there was also a wonderful heart stream given by Mother Omega not too long ago, in which she said she and the Lord Jesus would be sending out their own angels to help dissolve and remove the effects of this vaccine on all light bearers. So, and she said it would be even more effective if people could get on our website and go to where it says prayers and songs. And then, or actually, I think you need to go to teachings and go down under that to Heartstream teachings. And you can go to Mother Omega and request to be able to hear her her heart stream, which has been in the last 90 days. So I just mentioned that. So now I think Philip wants to say something here.
As an example of what Donna is talking about and asking, when I was at the VA hospital today, just early this morning, when I was going back out to pick up my car, there were three people that were arguing back and forth, and it looked like they were about to have a fist fight. So I intervened very quickly and said, calm down. I'm a minister. Let me ask you a couple of questions. What's going on? What is the root cause of this? They all looked at me strangely, and they had to sit back. And then all of a sudden, it was a miscommunication of understanding whose job it was to do what job. After they cleared it, they realized they were making a scene, and then we all hugged each other and went on our merry way. So that's a good example of how, without you knowing it, things will react.
Wow, that's for sure. Okay.
This is Barbara. I have a little story, too.
Go ahead, Barbara.
As you know, Philip and I are both involved in our local VFW group, Veterans of Foreign Wars group. And a couple of months ago, when we were at our monthly meeting, well, Philip and I never wear masks when we go anywhere. And there were some people that were uncomfortable with that when we came in without masks a couple of months ago. And I just proposed to them, try to get them to think logically, and said, do you know anything about virology? You know, viruses are very, very tiny. It's very easy for them to penetrate something like a cloth mask. I mean, it's like putting up a chain link fence to keep mosquitoes out. It doesn't work. They just go right through. And that it's not going to help you to resist any kind of a viral particle if there is anything around. All it does is keep you from spitting on somebody else. You know, and then they started talking about, well, the variants and blah, blah, blah. And I said, how do they test for these variants? Has anybody ever said how they test for the variants? I said, the only thing that they've got, the only diagnostic tool that they're using, as far as I know, is the PCR tests that don't work. I mean, that's been proven that they don't work. They don't accurately assess whether you have or have not any kind of disease, and that people, there's been lots and lots of false positives, and they, oh, well, yeah, well, they had heard that too. So anyway, and I challenged them to go and look these things up for themselves, to educate themselves on what's really happening, instead of just listening to what their neighbor says or what they're saying on CNN, blah, 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 you know, and not to be sucked into that programming, basically, that's going on right now, and to not be afraid. That was a really important thing. Keep your immune system strong, be healthy, and not be afraid.
Thank you.
So that's enough.
Thank you, Barbara. Yes. That is so true. There's lots of very good facts. If you can, I just use my desktop computer, but I can find anything I want on that. And I have a lot of friends that we go back and forth, and we find a lot of the information that you can believe from frontline doctors and American Free Doctors and other places, alternative news by Christians and people that are very concerned and are giving us the truth. So now we will go on.
So really, what is communism? It is an anti-love philosophy, anti-God love philosophy. It feigns to speak about brother sisterhood and community, yet it is not a true community of the Holy Spirit. It is a false community, and we must challenge it in every way that we can in order to safeguard our freedom to be who we are as sons and daughters of the one eternal God. The United States of America is a republic, as we know. It is not a pure democracy, even though many of the ways and means of what we do within this republic use a democratic approach of discussion and not a monarchy or an authoritarian government, but one in which the people are in control, the people themselves. Unfortunately, we have allowed what we call the government of the people, by the people, for the people, to degrade to the point now where our leaders are not our true leaders. They are simply henchmen of the powers that be, the forces of darkness, greed, the Illuminati, and all manner of influencers within our society that use money and power and greed to control. There can be a turning point if we, as light bearers, do our work and speak up, and I believe that we are coming closer and closer to that point where there will be the great turning point, where all that is transpiring will lead toward the ultimate victory. Just, I think yesterday, the Supreme Court of the United States, 9-0, I believe, said that it was illegal for this current administration to overturn the prior president's stand and allow to mandate that they would have to stay in Mexico before coming across the border until they could have their hearing. Did anybody read this? See this in the media? I believe it was 9-0. So if anybody can find that, I think it was the Epoch Times is where I read it. So Boyd, if you can find that, I would like an actual reading of it so that we can celebrate, because this is a victory. Because the opening of our southern border, as has occurred immediately after this current administration came into power, has been absolutely horrendous for the flow of drugs and human trafficking into our nation, and especially even opiates from China that come through Mexico. And this is one of the most diabolical things, is the drugs and opiates from China, because many of them are manufactured there. So with all this said, I'd like to call to Archangel Michael, 10.016, please. Dear Michael Archangel. You know, part of this is very uncomfortable for me to say, because I'd like everything to be hunky-dory and just blissful and loving. Yet when the Master comes and he's standing before me and he says, don't mince words, then that's what happens.
Okay, I'll say something. I just want to mention one more thing. I did contact the Heart Center and had a clearance that I required, that I felt. And one of the things that was in that clearance was the information that all of our prayers are taken, or are very often taken, to a reservoir of light. And they use this light to clean up this planet and do all kinds of amazing things. And I was so excited to hear that the light that I had could be used to clean up the astral plane by Shiva. And he was working, David said he was very excited to get this light, and from all of us that can be used to clean up the astral plane, make it a little easier on us at this time. This is kind of a chaotic time. It's also a time of testing for all of us. So if you have any more suggestions or contributions, feel free. And then we will go to the next Heart Stream by El Moria.
I'd like to make a comment. During the day, Gloria and I and Cole had been broadcasting, and when it comes to Kuan Yin's decrees, I've been making a call that we called Kuan Yin to have mercy on the people left in Afghanistan who helped the United States protect and save them. And this week, and it could have been 2 days ago, a friend of Gloria's that deals with people in Afghanistan, her handler was killed. However, they were able to get out of Afghanistan a woman who was 8 months pregnant. And she now, I believe she arrived in Virginia yesterday or the day before. And so I just want those people who may not realize that we, you know, can make these calls and they're listening to us to have mercy on these people that we don't even know it happens. I just wanted to say that. Thank you.
Yes. Yes. Oh, thank you so much, Donna. There are other things that happened in Afghanistan that were not shared but are very good. But that's going to come out later. So now we will go to Moya number two here. It's called Prosper in the Providence of Your Divine Presence. This is a little shorter.
Beloved ones, your divine presence is God's providence individualized for you. Your divine presence is your true provider. It will help you to prosper in all ways. God provides in proportion to how much you accept his providence through focused attention upon your I Am presence and its divine light, and how much you share God's love by serving and giving to others and to your world. If you desire to prosper and to receive greater abundance, place more focused attention on the God light within, and then feel and accept that light embracing you and manifesting as what you require to fulfill your purpose. God intends every child of his, her heart to prosper. Prospering is your natural state of being, for God gives you fully all the essentials when you are ready to accept them. When you realize that the physical essentials are really not that much, and focus more on the spiritual essentials, you expand your internal chalice to receive divine light and God's gracious quintessences and blessings. When you prosper, you are meant to share the blessings of your spiritual and physical abundance with others, naturally. No outside influence of church or state should seek to coerce you to do this. It should arise as a natural divine impulse from within to alleviate suffering by helping others where and when you can. If your threefold flame is balanced, you will naturally prosper in body, soul, mind, and spirit, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. You will have what you require to sustain your body temple, your emotional needs in relationships, your mental needs,
in education, training, and coaching, and your spiritual needs, your validation of your authentic artistic life work and mission.
Okay. One of the things that is most helpful in enabling us to prosper physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, is the threefold flame. Now you'll notice we have pictures here and there on the heart center of the causal body with the mediator in the middle, and actually it's explained a little different, but the threefold flame, they each of those three beings in the causal body picture are a different color, and it's important to know what each of those colors represents, and think about how you can fulfill each of those colors, because that's one of the goals of being here on this planet at this time, is to fulfill each of those three colors, blue, pink, and yellow. So would anybody like to explain what the threefold flame is any more than that?
Hello.
Hello.
This is Maria.
Oh, good, Maria.
Well, let me tell you that the threefold flame represents God. The blue represents God power, and the yellow wisdom, and the pink love. And it is the flame of God within us. It is what animates us as a God being, you know, one with God, to have that flame within our hearts is a glorious thing. And when I was meditating upon the threefold flame one night, during the middle of the night when I wake up, sometimes, you know, and I start to say my prayers. And I have a picture of the threefold flame. Of course, I think everybody should have one of those. And look at it real good and meditate upon it, because I got to meditate. Of course, my favorite one, I like them all, but pink, the love bloom is marvelous. And you know what they say about love, you know, like it's the key to everything, to solving all kinds of problems. And, you know, like when they say love, charity, wisdom, God love, God wisdom, and God's charity, charity is love. And the greatest of this is love, which is charity. So can you imagine that? I was meditating upon it, and I saw the blue flame, like, is the flame of protection. It's number one flame. And then following that is the wisdom flame. And then after that is the love flame, which covers all three of them, like they're protecting the wisdom flame in a sense. And then I was meditating on the pink flame, and something just came to me and said, I have your back. In other words, you know, when somebody's covering your back, you're being protected. And that person with so much love to protect you and keep and hold you, you know, hold your back or protect your back, it has so much love to protect you even at the risk of their own life. So it was a beautiful meditation, and I just love that it said to me, I have your back. And that's the love plume, the pink one. Mm. So this is my story. This is, you know, what I thought I would share in that. And maybe some other persons out there might have something to contribute to a meditation of some kind, you know, with a threefold flame. If not, I think they should, because it is marvelous. Who knows what they, you know, what the voice of God would say, you know, in love, I have your back.
Oh, Maria, that's wonderful. That's so true. Would anybody else like to comment on the threefold flame and what Maria just said? Okay, then we'll just move on here.
focusing too much on what is outside of you diverts the energies of spirit from being precipitated practically in your life exactly as required. Where, when, how, and with whom? Some people who seem to have it all may have many material possessions, yet these are fleeting, and over time, they do not help to sustain their harmony, balance, and spiritual integrity. Focusing on what is inside allows a natural arising from your source of those things that will serve you in permanency, holy virtues, sacred graces, spiritual gifts, and divine blessings. You should become adept at calling these forth both for yourself and for others. In fact, much of your prayer work can be focused on drawing forth all of these heavenly favors for yourself, your loved ones, your spiritual family, and other spiritual communities around the world.
Don't have them.
On April 9th, 1963, in my encyclical on World Goodwill, I. L. Moria stated through Mark Prophet, quote, "Men and women of this blessed planet, you must rise in a united effort to throw off all chains of violence, warfare, greed, deceitful advertising, harmful habits, and the insatiable desire for trash and entertainment. Replace these plunderers of your divine inheritance by those spiritual and cultural pursuits which will expand for the individual soul a more permanent state of happiness resulting from new horizons of truth and wondrous revelations concerning the total being of each individual and his place in the universal order." And in another section of this treatise, I shared, "Thus, a handful of dedicated, selfless individuals can make the difference in the spiritual balance of power for the entire planet, irrespective of the particular religious edifice they may or may not occupy. For God has planted his seeds in the waste places and in the gardens which flourish, that all may be blessed with the abundance of every good and perfect gift. That God is no respecter of persons or systems is attested to by the saints in heaven who have arisen from every age and walk of life under the common banner of charity, whose tenet is supreme allegiance to that life which is God, and that God which is love and action." End quote. Beloved ones, to prosper in the providence of your divine presence, consider these words and act decisively each day to transcend your lesser self and to embrace your great God self and to bring forth God's kingdom come upon earth. I thank you.
What I would just like to add here is, since I have received a lot of communications recently from people who have been hugged or touched in some way by people who were vaccinated. And this happened to me. I first, without thinking, got my hair cut And the lady there had just been vaccinated. And, of course, she was touching my hair, my head, and breathing upon me. Even though she had a mask on, she did not was not able to breathe totally without the air coming out of her mask and on me, especially since she was above me. So then the next situation was a couple of neighbors that were very concerned about me being alone, wanted me to go with them and to the gun range. I happened to have a gun and I'd never used it, didn't know how to use it, didn't know if I wanted to use it. But anyway, I went with them. There were three of them. Of course, they held my hands on the gun because there was such a, a kickback, huge kickback on this gun. And they decided maybe I needed something much lighter and easier, which is what Philip here also told me. And so anyway, there was plenty of touching there too. And then I went to the little local community church that I go to every so often to stay aware of what's going on in the community. And people, without me thinking about it, were all hugging me. Well, everybody that I've mentioned had been vaccinated. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how it's affected them. But I know I got some shedding. Now, when you're in your 80s, which I am, I'm 83, and you get shedded upon, things happen. This started in September, and I think I threw it off, and I just had a little cough. I didn't think anything about it. But gradually, as the month went on, I found I had trouble breathing, and I had some other symptoms that concerned me. And I don't even want to mention them because everybody will think they've got it. But it got where I was very weak. I just didn't have any strength. I couldn't sleep well. Those are my main concerns. So I did get all of the stuff that I knew would help somebody who had been shedded upon. And if you would like this information, I'm not going to give it to you now, but you may feel free to call me at my phone number that's in the back in the invitation, or email me. I think that's somewhere, but whatever. Feel free to contact me. And you can even contact Friends at the Heart Center and they will .org, and they will let you know how to reach me too. And I'll be glad to share with you what I did and what some of the results were and some other stuff if you would like. So that's just an invitation to any of you who would like some help.